You did a good impression.
Sit in the hearts chair?
You can sit there or anywhere you want, yeah.
How's it going?
Yeah.
Rotten butt.
Too dense, too much.
Do you want a cookie?
All to my own, yeah.
Are you hungry?
That would be nice. Yeah. Those are good. Are you going to have one?
Yeah, I'll have one.
So sure, we'll have a cookie together.
Okay. Do you want to see what I'm working on?
Yeah. Have you been working a lot as usual?
There you go. Uh-huh. I've been working on
digital. You tend to put a lot of time in, right?
I was working on this last night. I'm working on some digital paintings.
Uh-huh.
I've done about 30 or so black and whites, and then I'm starting to do the colors now. Show you the colors.
You mean the black and white get colored, or they're two separate bodies of work?
They're sort of separate. I started off with the black and whites. This is getting into the colors.
That's made on the computer?
Yeah, it was with the mouse. Photoshop.
Nice.
And then,
that's nice.
I wish I could see.
That's a nice way for you to work.
Yeah, it's fast. It's really fast. I don't really have to worry about things. I'm actually going to open them in Photoshop. I'll get the black and white ones up too. So here's your black and whites. So I'm going to
do. Are you going to print these out?
No.
I think in the computer land?
Yeah, they would have to be kept in computer land, pretty much. It truly really changes, you know, the colors, the way everything works. The computer is a lot different. So I'll go through the other black and whites.
Wow, that's a nice one. It's mysterious there, that stuff in the back.
So these were sort of my first, like, entrances into it. But yeah, if I print them out, like all these little things, they don't really look correct.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
Right.
So,
these are very wild and of the mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not really referencing anything. Okay. Yes.
Mm. You see that last one?
This one? Yeah. But I'm actually thinking I'm gonna print them to slides, 35mm slides, because I can print them at a high resolution. There's a company that'll do it, and so it'll look as though you're looking at like a projector or something. You know, it just be like looking at a computer projector. Project them from a slide projector, yeah.
Yeah.
Because it would look very similar to this right here. Because if I projected from a computer projector, you'd get those little squares. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Not really.
A computer projector works off mirrors. Thousands and thousands of little tiny mirrors, and when you look at the screen up close, you can see the divisions.
So it would almost be like pixelated, so to speak. If you
it would be pixelated, and also you would see the grid. You would see a grid overlaid onto it. But with this, you wouldn't see the grid in the slide format. So they might actually end up not being digital, you know, and printing them out. But they would still like look as though they were digital.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So I sort of start each one not really knowing what I'm going to paint.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually they come out the same, like my drawings and other things.
What do you mean?
Like
related somehow?
Yeah, of course, just in the same way. Some like
see the last one again?
This one. And the thing I'm having sort of really interested in is like the surface, you know, this is very more simple, like basic. And others are get a little more complex, like in the surface. You'll see that when I show you the color ones, how some of them I've really like added a lot to the surface, and others I sort of kept it bare. This is another more simple. This is starting to get a little more like depth. And then this would be like the maximum almost that you can do with black and white. I mean, you know, it's very easy like to do all the tools, you know. So it's really intuitive for me. And I'll show you the colors. This is what I've been working on mostly. Those other ones are from a few weeks ago. So there's you saw this one?
Yeah.
This is one I was working on yesterday.
Yeah.
So this is the most recent, actually. And there's another one I was working on last night that we'll get to. This I was working on last night as well.
Yeah.
This was a week ago or so. This was last night. See, I'm still, I start very basic. Simple shapes, and then start to add stuff and pull away. This is the one that I've been working on a lot. This is like the one I put the most work into. I put like 4 hours into it last night. But and then I worked on it like another couple hour session. But I generally work on them at like this size. You know, and then I'll zoom out and like make a big stroke, and sometimes to like to change things, you know, I'll go in.
Wow.
And when they're projected, I think they'll probably be projected about this size actually. Mm-hmm. So when you look at it, you'd be able to see
that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So this is the one that I've really been that I think is really the most complete so far. There's this one as well.
Yeah. Boy.
But I'm not really sure about the format. I mean, I'm thinking a lot about it.
And what do you mean when you say the format?
I mean, I really enjoy the format, but just the fact that it's not really a very marketable thing. I'm not really too worried about that. But also, like, making a still image with a computer when I could easily make an animation or something. I'm working on a film right now that I want to, like, finish within a year or so.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm wondering, like, why not just make exclusive animation or something? But I still think there's some vitality to like still images that could be computer made.
Yeah. And I bet there's a way to print them out to your satisfaction. Mm-hmm.
But really, my ultimate satisfaction isn't really printing them out at all. It's sort of just like someone looking at it on a website. Uh-huh. They're on their home computer, you know. You can draw on it. That's the beauty of it. You know, you can draw on someone's painting and then erase it afterwards. That's why, you know, I love it. And it's great too because it helps you, I sort of easily find like, I become a better colorist like very fast, you know. Because you can try a color, if you don't like it, you can change it, you can change it, you can change it, you can change it. As much as you want. So it involves a lot of things that you can do digitally you can't really do physically. As far as just like a pure image making sense, you know? And I guess the big problem is wondering about its objectness. Like the difference between looking at a painting like as a real object as opposed to this. And wondering if this is even a real object? Because it is, like, you know, very real. Like, it's really there, but it has that sort of digital artificial element to it.
Where do I go to undo this?
All of it?
Yeah. Just escape, did you go?
It's just control Z. These two buttons and Z. Uh-huh. You've never worked digitally?
Not much.
No. I sort of grew up with computers, so it seems very natural to me.
Yeah.
However, though, I wouldn't be drawing like this if I wasn't drawing for the last 3 years in pencil.
Yeah, no, these are very, these are kind of special things.
And the other thing I've sort of noticed is a lot of digital artists now use, like, the tablet.
Yeah.
Sort of tablet, but I grew up using the mouse.
Right.
And so I'm still using the mouse. But one of the disadvantages I have is I don't have like a pressure. You know, when they use the tablet, they have like a pressure.
And it's sensitive to your touch, you mean?
Mm-hmm. But I'm actually, I was looking at MIT and there were some kids who developed a mouse that has a pressure sensitive button. So I'm going to try to email them and try to get a pressure sensitive uh-huh. button. Because I'm actually more accurate with a mouse than I am with a pencil or with a pen.
Right.
Yeah. And yeah. I like it better.
Yeah, these are quite good. I mean, I could get into it if I practice it, but I don't, you know, in terms of the tools.
But in general, it's like, it's better, you know, like, to not have practiced it. Because all the tools, you know, of digital are just emulate the tools of real life.
Yeah.
You know. Oh, sorry. You can look at the other ones on the top.
Big fan of this one. Some of them get very wild, inventive, and crazy.
And some of them, like that one actually that you were looking at, like my friend just drew that with the mouse and I just left it there. But I, like, you know, I added on to it.
Just the pink, you mean?
Just the black outline, actually. Like, oh, see, yeah. this little thing.
He's, what do you hit to make it come up closer to you?
Oh.
What's that?
Just Apple Plus.
Apple Plus.
And you can scroll on the mouse.
Just makes that shape?
Well, that makes that shape. Right? And it's also
that's
a brush.
Cool.
I can show you like a little bit. So like, you know, just like with a paintbrush.
Right.
And then you can make it bigger, you know, bigger. Smaller. And this stuff's been around for a long time as far as digital. You know, I'm basically using like the basic digital things. You can have different shapes. And this is like a pencil, which, you know, uses the hard pixels, which is something I really like. And then there's also, you know, you can do what's called anti-aliasing, which sort of is a method derived to hide the harder shaped pixels. It's been around for a while, you know, so it doesn't look like but it actually puts it far back, like farther back, I notice. So if I use a hard pixel, it's like up close.
Right.
And then, you know, there's this smudging tools, blurring tools, all sorts of, you know, just the things you would naturally use.
Right.
But not only for a painting, but also for a photograph. And you can change colors so easily. That's sort of like a vector. Do you know what a vector
What it does?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What do you do with this?
Well, a vector, it makes a vector shape. But a vector is something that's scalable on the computer. Like, this work is not necessarily scalable. Because as you scale it up, it becomes blocks, you know, it's made of pixels. Whereas a vector is something that's used, like, for example, Takashi Murakami would use a vector because he could do it on his computer, but it, because it's based on like a math formula, it could scale up to infinite size and still be a smooth, you know, smooth curve. I don't really care about the vector.
A nice tool.
Yeah, it's a nice tool.
You make something like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then how do I just click off it to get rid of it.
Yeah. You'd actually have to do, Photoshop's not really a vector tool. You have to rasterize it to make it into the pixels. And now it's become part of this pixel-based image. And it's a great tool because you can, as far as like image making, I'm really interested in that. Oh yeah, there's this, turn, move the mouse.
Oh. Oh, that just turns the picture around.
But you can let go and then draw on it, you know, if you want. Let it go. You can turn it and let go and then keep drawing on it. This is actually a new thing in Photoshop, but it's been around in other programs for a long time. It seems to me like the thing I'm really interested in most is just image making in general.
Right.
And sort of like getting the best images or advancing like my image making skills. And just like to not use this and use just like a purely physical thing is like almost would really hurt, you know.
You mean to have to draw everything, you mean?
Well, I think this gets me better at image making. Because I don't have to worry about like mixing colors really.
Yeah.
I pick the color here.
Yeah, exactly.
But I don't have to physically do things that take a longer time. If I have to erase something, I don't have to scrape it off. I can just, you know, I don't have to scrape anything. I can just cover it with white. It's sort of like an eternal surface that never
right.
like gets 3D. But it kind of does get 3D in a way, in a virtual way.
How do I get rid of the vector?
I'll just do it again. So yeah, go all the way back.
Nice.
I'm working on some drawings and real stuff too. I think you've already seen most of it. I sort of go through a process where I clean off my walls and start to do new things. I think you've already seen this.
Yeah. These were in here, I think. Some of them.
Yeah, most of these.
You try hard.
Yeah. But I'm not really sure what I'm trying hard at. I mean, I just guess just to make a successful image. Something that has, like, a resonance.
Yeah.
Generally, it like, makes
people
me feel
good.
People
want you to say other things than that. They want you to say other things that legitimize this.
Yeah.
It's kind of bizarre, isn't it?
I don't...
That's the age we live in.
Yeah, I wouldn't really hold that against, you know.
Sort of the way,
it's not really their fault.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. It's true. Human beings, you know, adjust to the pressures of their time.
I actually don't think I ever showed these. And this is the first time you visit my studio, so I haven't really shown you that much. You can flip through these if you want. Yeah. This was like a couple weeks ago. Or maybe almost a month ago now. This paper is amazing though for that pen. Mm-hmm. Or just like a big pen. It's like a marker paper, bleed proof marker paper that you can really smudge the pen on.
Nice and smooth.
Yeah, it's really incredible paper.
Jeez, look at this poor bastard.
That's Lydia actually. during a lecture, yeah.
Oh, that's good. I can see it now. Look like a guy.
I have a website too, actually, with videos that I'll show you after you're done looking.
You made some videos?
Yeah, yeah. Not that much lately. Right now, I want to work on like a film, so I'm starting to write a film that I want to film over a year or so. I'm just figuring out how I want to make it. But generally, like, I have a website, and I'm not really sure what to do with it right now, but I'm starting to use it more.
Mm-hmm.
So I make, like, these little things. Like,
did
if
you
I find
make the website?
Yeah, yeah. I know code and everything. I sort of grew up on computers, so I know a lot of the basic things.
You mean as an interest, or you were around them?
As an interest, you know. Right. I grew up in a small town, so that's one of my favorites.
Where'd you grow up?
In Massachusetts.
What town?
Freetown is the name of it. It's like a small town. It's near Cape Cod.
Strange. Uh-huh. By the water you lived?
What's that?
You lived by the water?
Yeah, close to the water. Closer to Rhode Island.
Mm-hmm.
Or in Providence. But the only thing I really can't do with computers is like programming. You know, like making programs or 3D animation. But those are things I'm sort of interested in. I'm not really a mathematician though, so those things are getting a little tough. A lot of the advanced computer things that aren't as intuitive anymore, mm-hmm. or you still have to program, like, you know. You know, like, I couldn't make a pressure-sensitive mouse, so I have to find someone who can and, like, ask them. That's one of the things that I'm sort of upset about, like, art school compared to other schools, or, like, not being able to, you know. Like, I think I would love, if I ever went to graduate school, I think I'd want to go to MIT or, like, some type of technical school. Because I know that those kids, you know, I know a couple students from my high school who went there, and I know that they need, like, artists to know, because they have projects they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that I need, like, technical, you know, help on things.
Well, you know that program, the Center for Advanced Visual Studies?
No, I don't know what that is. I was looking at one MIT program, which was like a kids program, where they make software for kids, like painting mm-hmm. software, and like
mm-hmm.
To help kids learn how to use computers, and that seemed interesting. But I don't know. There is a program for artists, like art students.
Like you're between kind of artists, mm-hmm.
Like media, sort of like new media type of thing.
Yeah, I don't know what the criteria is, but I know it's cool. What do you call it? It's a graduate program, and it's called Advanced Visual Studies. I think it's pretty interesting. Yeah. It's just a little more outside the norm, you know.
Yeah.
Is always
cool. You teach at Cooper, right?
Yeah.
Don't they have an engineering as well?
Yeah,
it's
a separate
students,
school.
Like, work together?
No, never.
That's so stupid.
I know. It is crazy.
One of the schools that really does a good job is Carnegie Mellon. They do like uh-huh. artists and engineers working together. They have some special programs.
It's a good school. What's that, Pittsburgh?
I think so, yeah. I actually applied to Cooper, but I didn't get in. to transfer this year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think you would have liked it. It's a pretty good place. Where did you go to a portfolio review?
No, I just sent in my stuff. I still have my envelope like sitting there. I sent it in when I got to the program. It was like due on February or something, so I gave it to them, but I didn't get in. I applied like early decision transfer.
I think you would have had a good chance if you would have met someone daughter.
Really?
Yeah.
I talked to Pam and she said that they usually don't accept many transfers. Yeah. It's based on if someone drops or something. This is my website though. It sort of works like in a blog format.
That's nice.
It's just a photo of me.
That's you, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you made it recently or no? You just put this on?
I made it recently. I made it before I came here. I set everything up. And then I just like, I changed the front page every now and then. And then this is like the last post, you know? So you can click here, you can see if I write something. And I might actually do put digital paint. And this is like a video I made. The last video.
Is that you?
No, it's Jenny. I just do that. And then I have a section, like, you know, where if you want to make a comment, like a blog or something.
Yeah.
And then if you follow the birds, they go to the next post. This is the 23rd. You click the bird. They go to February 11th, which was this. Like, mainly it's just like when I see something really interesting. This was just like a picture in a bodega.
Mm-hmm.
And then I usually add sound and things. This is like a video I made. Just like sitting in my apartment with a friend. And then I make like all the sound for it too. So I try to just like, a lot of web artists, I guess, always like they're always appropriating now. I don't know if you've seen a lot of internet art, but it's like they take something from YouTube, they take something from Vimeo. So I sort of decided that anything I do on the internet, I'm always gonna make it like,
original.
So, yeah, it was never on the internet before, you know.
Right.
Like even these, like I didn't make these symbols, but I bought like a sticker book that had them, and it's so I really want to put new things. I think eventually, like, it'll get to the point where I just have, like, a library of new things that people haven't really, they're not on YouTube, I don't upload them anywhere, so it's sort of like its own little space away from the rest of the world.
It seems like what you do, right?
Mm-hmm. This is, like, a YouTube video that I made a while ago. Just, like, a blank YouTube video. Oh. As you can see. So it's a YouTube video, so a blank YouTube video. Some people actually started making stuff based off it, and they all got on like blogs about it, but I never got anything.
Based on this video?
Yeah, yeah. I'll show you actually. If you go to the videos that are responses, like after people saw my video, because I sort of showed it to some art people.
Can I have another one of these?
Yeah, go ahead. Well, like I sort of showed it to some art people, and like it actually got on some like internet show that I didn't even know it was in it. But I guess some art people saw it, some artists, and this guy, Constant Dull Art, started making these in response to mine. Like, you know, he did like a blurry thing. You know, like a YouTube disco thing. So he started making all these after me. And then there was like, you know, some different, like, he got a lot of attention, which is cool. But I thought that was really great though, you know, in a way. Like, I sort of, like, made something, like, on the side.
Could he acknowledge yours?
Well, on the YouTube website, it says his is a response to mine. So, of course, you know, he acknowledged it.
That's cool. But does YouTube do that, or he did that?
He did that. Like, he could have made it and not acknowledge it.
That's good.
This is just a video of, a picture of me on the elephant.
Did you ever see an elephant fly? Well, I've seen a horse fly. I've seen a dragonfly. Yeah, I've seen a house fly. I've seen all that too. I've seen a peanut stand. I heard a rubber band. I've seen a needle that sweetens its eye. But I've been seeing about everything when I see an elephant.
Where I go to school is Sarasota, Florida. And so it's the circus started there. So there's a lot of circus-based images all over the city. That's sort of why I got into clowns.
But you know?
Yeah, and it was started by the people who started Subway. So I
had to use Subway Street.
Oh yeah, and on the website they do this. This is how you see that. You have to wait for them to go by.
So, what was, how did you make things? Was just, was there rules to this or no? You just want to make...
Well, I mean, rules like... There weren't really any rules. I mean, I went into Subway wanting to...
Just make...
I think a lot of what I like is just making images with everything. Like, whether
you
I do...
You told them what to do on the
computer.
Sandwiches?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Listen?
Yeah.
Put those to the left?
Yeah, I was like, put this right here.
And they were
here.
Okay with that?
Yeah, yeah. They were okay with that. I told them it was like an art for photo. Yeah. And I went back and forth like 6 times because I had to buy them open face. I had like bought paper previously for the backgrounds. The background's just paper from Walmart, like cardboard paper.
Where'd you shoot this?
At school.
Florida?
Yeah, at the studio. We have a photo studio.
That's a nice
studio. Yeah, I mean, it was staged, but. What's that? I don't really have that much else that I don't think I've showed. This is from a show that I think you've already seen this. You've seen the pictures of the show that I have, right? Would you like to see again?
You saw? You mean
I had
you
a show
showed
at
us at the beginning?
Yeah.
Of the semester?
Mm-hmm.
Were these then?
No, these are some drawings of dogs.
Dalmatian.
Yeah. That's right.
What was in your show at school?
I'll show you the pictures. I'm gonna have another one actually in October. I think I'm just gonna do one every year until I graduate. Because it's a great exercise. It's just like.
Well, yeah, I remember.
It's so much fun.
They let you have the space if you just sign up for it?
Yep, yeah. And they just let you do whatever you know, whatever you want to do. And then you have like an opening night, and it's a really great idea.
Yeah.
You sort of have to apply for it, but. Yeah. I mean, they let anyone in as long as they... Our department's really small, so... But yeah, this is the show.
Yeah, I remember that. Mm-hmm. I think you've gotten better.
Yeah, I think so too. The big paintings were really my first ever big paintings. I haven't even done any since, but... They really changed the way that I thought about painting just by doing a couple. The big paintings over like 5 weeks or so. Like it started on, this is like 3 doors.
Mm-hmm.
But I know you can't see, but on the back of the doors are like failed paintings, you know, on all of them. Mm-hmm. So I really like, I had like 8 or 9 doors that I was going to work with and just kept working on them for a few weeks until I got successes. Like on the back of those doors, there's other paintings.
Yeah, I remember these.
So eventually, Yeah. I liked working big, but it's just difficult. Like here, I can't really do it. And paper doesn't really work the same. It's like this flat, smooth surface.
The work's got more intimate, I think.
Yeah, I think so too. It was a little more exhibitionist before.
Yeah.
More like outward.
Yeah.
And now it seems like it's like closer.
More internally driven.
I was really inspired by a lot of outward things and outward people. So I think that's not really who I am. I'm more an intimate person.
Like aggressive things, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. The show was more aggressive.
Yeah. Yeah, it was really
like aggressive. It didn't want to be liked as much as, not in a negative sense. Like, I think the newer one wants to be liked for good reason, and I think that the show didn't want to be liked that much. As much. Or liked on different terms, maybe.
Yeah. I think it wanted to be liked through the not liking of it.
Yeah, through the strength of it or something.
Yeah, yeah. Through the vitality.
But so now, you're graduating this year?
No.
What year are you in?
Sophomore.
Sophomore now?
Yeah, I'm the youngest here.
So you got two more years down
there. Yeah, that's why I'm going to make something big. Because mm-hmm. 2 years there is a long time.
Yeah.
So I'm starting to write a film. I'm going to make like a movie over the next year. And on the side, I think I'm going to keep a website. Like keep that website. Like really make it something new.
What are you gonna shoot your film? Video?
Yeah, it's gonna be a combination of video, animation, and pretty much everything, I guess. I sort of want to use everything, you know, in anything that I want. And I don't really think it's gonna be narrative based completely. There might be some narratives, but it's not gonna be like a whole story. It's gonna be feature length, like an hour and a half, 2 hours, but it's not really gonna be like a. Not like a Hollywood.
I could see that, yeah.
But it, you know, not Matthew Money, but it's just gonna be like what I want to see. Like what would I want to see for 2 hours? Like, you know, that's interesting.
Yeah.
And mostly those things are like things I see every day, you know, that I might want to capture, like remake in a different way. So, you know, I'd write down all images I want to see lately and like figuring out techniques and then when I get out of here I'm sort of gonna start to do the film. But right now, my biggest problem is what am I gonna show like for this, you know, for the show? I'm not really sure what to do. I really want to show the digital paintings though, on slides.
Isn't there a way, yeah, right. Or you could project them off the computer too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Onto a wall.
Yes.
But you don't want to because you don't want the
grid.
Right.
Yeah, I have a slide projector, so that's not a big deal.
Is the grid really apparent?
Yes. Up close it is, yeah.
Did you make that?
No. He's one of my favorite artists.
Who is that?
Character designer. Lately I've been looking at a lot of... it's some American illustrators who work in Japan. This guy's name is Rodney Greenblatt. I don't really like all of his work, just like...
Not Rodney, it's Alan Greenblatt?
Yeah, that's him.
The East Village guy.
He's
been shown the East Village.
Yeah. Seems like a nice guy. He's made like a lot of Japanese things, animation, characters.
He lives where now?
Oh, I'm pretty sure he still lives here in New York.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I've actually tried to contact him to get to access some of his older work. It's only available in Japan. But,
what's he making, like little books? What are these things?
These are like children's books, and then he started, the thing that I really like that he made is the old video game.
Children's books look cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm really into children's books, I want to do some someday. But the thing about children's books, when I think about it, like I'm into children's books, but I don't read children's books, I don't digest them, so I don't really think I can continue to make them. I just like the look of them. You know, so I want to make things that are maybe like children's books. You know, I love like this aesthetic and like these drawings of that guy.
Wow, he's doing a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool.
He actually has some digital paintings too that I just saw.
Sure. Yeah.
Go to gallery. Computer graphics. These are like made on the computer. See, but the thing, you know, it's like made on the computer, but it's not really, doesn't look like it was.
Right.
I have a problem with that. I tend to.
Uh-huh.
You know, they have, we have this great computer technology, and like the painting program most artists use is called Painter, Corel Painter, right. Mm-hmm. And it's made to completely like emulate what actual painting does, you know. And in the end, they just look like real paintings, but they look a little odd always.
Is that what those were?
I don't know what that is. Yeah, well, I don't know what those were made in, but I'm pretty sure they were made in probably Painter or Photoshop. Yeah, no, that's good. That's funny.
Rodney Allen Greenblatt.
I mean, I don't really like, you know, all of it.
Yeah, a lot of these are pretty bad. But
yeah.
Well, he was thought of as kind of a hack back in those days.
Really?
Yeah, he you know.
Well, he's sort of like a commercial artist.
He persists,
artist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He persists, you know, I like that.
I mean, he's not exactly...
I mean, a lot of these are shit, and some of them are really good. He's,
let me show you
an interesting range. These look pretty interesting. Mm-hmm. What are these paintings? Are these
marker drawings, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's sort of a commercial artist who likes to sell his drawings, too.
Yeah.
He's not necessarily like a painter, I think.
Right.
It's difficult, I think, for him. One of my favorite painters lately is, Grant Wood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's beautiful.
Yeah, I really like him. Specifically,
the pink one was good, that one.
Which one? This one?
The first
pink one. This is a condo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's real good sometimes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They, a lot of people, when they come in to critique this semester, have talked about condo to me. They've mentioned that in my work with similar.
Yeah. Some of those heads. You know.
My favorite condos are always the really basic ones.
When did they do these? Back in the day? Why?
This is actually new. This is like a 2008 or something. Yeah.
It's good.
I know, isn't that one nice?
He's a weird artist. He makes good work, shit work. He's kind of interesting.
He's kind of really similar though over time.
Yeah.
Like he sort of does the same thing for every face, you know? Yeah.
He's good.
I really like this one.
That's weird.
This is a Lautrec. Isn't that a weird Lautrec? That's a great Grant Wood.
Yeah. Beautiful painter.
Yeah. And the thing about him is he's so, like, it's almost completely digital the way Grant Wood paints.
Is that
like
one of his?
Yeah, it's one of his too. Everything's so organized.
Yeah,
do you understand
so
what I mean?
Too, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like in a grid, like everything's gridded out in like a grid fashion, sort of.
I love them too.
I like these as well.
That's him?
No, it's Tamara de Lampica.
I don't know who that is.
She's like a female painter.
Uh-huh.
Some of these. This is one of my favorite paintings of all time. Edvard Munch. Like him. Yeah, this one. This is like one of the best.
Crazy.
But the thing is, he's like, everything is like, you know, like on a grid. Yeah. Like, almost like a computer.
Very sluggish. Very clean, beautiful. Great color.
You know David Hockney's landscapes?
Mm-hmm.
Like when you compare them to this, it's like, it's very different. The way it works.
Who made that?
I'm not sure. Philip Cecil, I think. Cecil Phillips, that's his name. Right? He also made some Magritte. Cecil Phillips. This is another Cecil Phillips. I just like the image, not really the... Not the picture, but the guys.
That's painted. Yeah, right.
Yeah. I like the guys, though, with it. Looks good.
I gotta keep moving here.
Okay.
Good to see you.
Yep, see you soon.
The work looks good. I don't really have any... I really like those digital ones.
Really?
Yeah.
So you think I should show them for the show?
Yeah, it'd be nice if you could have like a little, so
should have movie room or something.
Yeah, I wish I could get like a corner or something. Yeah. I can always put
well,
put
people
them in here.
Can get certain spaces if they have a reason. Mm-hmm.
I could put them in here, and then I have like the
like
wall. I have the wall right there, yeah. And I have the, this other side of this wall, so I can put drawings on there.
Yeah.
Right here, I can just use the digital.
It'd be nice.
Because yeah.
I think
as long
it
long
animates
as
the room
stuff.
Too.
Yeah.
Like enlivens the stillness of looking at pictures, you know.
Yeah, actually, I think I'll do that. Thanks.
I like the black and white ones too.
Yeah.
Guess you should pick out. Well, you could either show all of them or just pick out the best one.
Probably select, yeah.
Yeah.
15 or so. It costs me like $1.50 to make each slide, so.
That's not bad.
Yeah, so it's like.
You can follow one of them.
Yeah,
it keeps going.
Yeah, exactly. And I think it'll look soft, you know. They film, it'll have like a nice.
How big? You want a big one?
I think
it might be able to keep going around and around, but it might get too hot. I'm not really sure.
Yeah.
I think sometimes you could put them on automatic.
Oh, yeah.
They're going extinct. So
I think it'll be a lot better, I think. Because I only have blank spaces, right?
Yeah, isn't that fucking weird?
Yeah, and you'll probably have to figure out.
I'll probably just
go
here.
Glenn's on the screen. What's that, man? No, I don't think so. I'll call you when I get home.
Stay home.
Okay, you can work with
someone.
That's
bizarre.
I
don't know what's coming, but it's really incredible. I don't do it much. Do you? I look at people on the screen and talk to them.
Mostly just chat.
Yeah.
It's cheap.
It's free. Well, I know.
Yeah.
All right. See you soon.
Mm-hmm. See you.
Thanks for the food.
Yeah.
It might be cold.